My friends, last night went about as how we expected it to go. We had some better results in some races, some worse results in others, but across the board, it was basically how we expected it to go. Joining us now to break down all these races, chair of the Washington GOP, Jim Walsh, representative from Aberdeen. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's always good to talk to you, Ari. And yeah, you're right on the mark. It was pretty much this primary, like we had thought. We saw it in some of the polls. We saw it with our modeling. We saw it with our field work, our ground game, people knocking doors and talking to people. It was about like we expected. I got to start by saying this. We still want to see getting back to in-person same-day voting. I think that that's the long-term goal with all elections, primaries, generals, anything. And I think you'll see the turnout actually improve if we do. One of the takeaways from last night was the turnout was low, and that's true, it was low. But that was also somewhat predicted. When you have lower turnout, though, you have a little bit more volatility in some of the races you see now. Not so much the big statewides, not U.S. Senate and governor and the Congress races, but some of the more localized races, you see a little more volatility when turnout's low. And that was really the only unpredicted part. You said it. I mean, some we did a little better, some we did a little worse. But on the big races, on the marquee races, it went about as predicted.
So then my question is, this is an issue that kind of starts treading into the voter fraud thing that turns off a lot of moderates and Democrats. Is this really an issue you want to take on right now, or is this something you want to do after the election?
No, it's a long-term goal. I mean, we'd like to see getting back to more in-person voting, but this is not, it doesn't mean the fix is in, it doesn't mean the elections are crooked. I mean, we're dealing with the system we have in front of us, 100% mail-in voting, and we're going to win on that basis, Ari. But, you know, we'd like to see getting back at least to some form of a hybrid where people could vote more in-person, live, on the same day. And there would still be some absentee voting. There still would be accommodations made. But I think if we saw a return to in-person voting, we'd get better turnout. I think at this point in time, especially in a primary election, people are a bit disheartened. They're not voting as much as we'd like them to. And ultimately, Ari, I don't care what it takes. I want higher voter turnout. I want more people participating. And I think moving back toward in-person voting would help do that.
I completely agree. I remember in New York, you used to pull the lever and you had the machine make a very satisfying noise, cha-chunk, when that vote went in. I don't know if they still do that now. But I remember the first time voting in person here in Washington, they were already switching over the paper ballots. And I went to vote in person because I didn't like this mail-in business. And they handed me a paper ballot and it was the exact same one I was going to get in the mail. So I was pretty disappointed by that. But switching over to the results from last night, of course, the big one is the Washington State GOP candidate Semi Byrd is not advancing. So how do we go about putting the party unity in line, in place up front, so we can beat Bob Ferguson heading into the election?
Well, I think some of that will happen organically, Arietta. I mean, we will encourage people to come together and make sure that Ferguson is not elected governor. But some of that's already happening organically, and people are just seeing that we need to rally together and make sure that this grasping megalomaniac state attorney general doesn't become governor. So I think there's an anybody but Ferguson element to the voting that just naturally will bring people together. And I want to say this too, Ari. While a couple of the state party endorsed candidates did not advance, or it looks like they're not going to advance to the general election, almost all did. I mean, nearly 90% of the candidates that we endorsed at the state convention are moving on. So the endorsements were generally pretty successful. It's just there were a couple of cases where it didn't work out. And that we knew going in when we did the early endorsements that might happen. I mean, that's why they play the game. And last night, the game was the primary.
I'll actually say is that between you and me, I think we both did pretty well on some of the ones I missed you got, on some of the ones you got I missed. And I actually think looking at it, it was pretty obvious who was going to be winning in these races, so it wasn't very surprising. However, like you said, voter turnout is a huge, huge problem. Now, something I'm concerned about is how close are the Democrats getting in the legislature? Everybody's focusing at the top of the ticket. They're focusing on president. They're focusing on governor. They're not paying so much attention to their local races, especially for Washington State legislature. How's that looking right now, and what do Republicans need to do to win?
Well, we need to not lose any seats in the legislature, first of all, and we need to pick up seats. We are flirting in a bad way with a 60% supermajority for Democrats in Olympia in the legislature. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. We're not there currently. And I think based on last night's results, it's very likely that the Republicans and conservatives will pick up at least a few seats in the legislature. If the numbers from last night, from this primary, do hold out and continue on through November, I think we'll end up picking up a few seats. So I think the risk of the tax and spend people getting super majorities, I don't think that's going to be realized. I think we're going to be okay. But it's going to take work. And as you said, it's going to take people remembering that those state legislature races are just as important as, you know, president, governor, you know, emperor, king, whatever. You know, we need to focus on our local races. And I think we'll end up picking up, maybe 3-4 seats in the state house and maybe a couple of seats in the state senate. And that will be a cushion. That will be a safety margin away from the tax and spend leftists getting supermajorities.
We're talking with Representative Jim Walsh, who's the chairman of the Washington State GOP. What races in particular are you watching the closest in the legislature?
Good question. We like what's going on in the 5th legislative district. That's basically the Issaquah area. Mm-hmm. We think there's the opportunity for some common sense conservatives to pick up seats there. We like what's going on in the 42nd legislative district. That's up Whatcom County, kind of Bellingham area. And we think there's opportunity to pick up some seats there. We like a couple of the suburban legislative districts around Seattle, the 28th, which is actually a little bit south of Tacoma. We think there's opportunity there. There may be some opportunity in the 30th, which is kind of the Federal Way Ledge District. Mm-hmm. And finally, we're holding out some hope for the 24th, which is the north end of the Olympic Peninsula. So think like Port Angeles Squim area. We think we may have some opportunity there. So there are places where we can pick up a couple of seats in the legislature that I think will, as I say, give us that cushion against the tax and spend left, being able to pass bonds and do other things that would be fiscally a bad idea.
Well, before we let you go, something I'm concerned about is the Washington GOP's ballot harvesting operation, because I haven't seen it. I'm not saying it's not there, but I want to know what it's like heading into the general election, because you and I spoke, 2 years ago now, almost at this point, where we were talking about how we're going to ramp that up for this election. If people want to get involved in that, how's the best way for them to do it? Because I hear about it all the time.
We are expanding our ballot harvesting operation. You can contact the state party directly at wsrp.org and contact us and sign up to volunteer to be part of ballot harvesting. We are doing it through partner organizations, the Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org, is also deeply involved. And FPIW works primarily through churches and synagogues and religious organizations and to do the ballot harvesting. So there are partners that we're working with. We're doing some of it ourselves, and we're expanding it. I mean, we started out in a couple of dozen locations last year. We've expanded that a little bit for the primary this year. We plan to expand it a lot more for the general election this year. And that means, you know, ballot harvesting is controversial in some circles, but it's pretty simple. It's just contacting people, and if they need help, someone to come collect their ballot, we do it for them and we deliver it to the county. Or it's giving them a location where they can go and drop off their ballot at a secure ballot box that is not just putting it in the mail. So there are a couple of ways we do it, and it's basically just being organized and contacting people and helping.
And I'll tell you something else, everybody. I ballot harvested this time. You know how I did it? I went to my family members. I literally went to their houses and said, where's your ballot? Fill it out. Give it to me. Because so many people just have them sitting there. Just start with your family. Even if you don't want to go do this with strangers, get it from your family. Because if we're not ballot harvesting, we are trying to win this race with one leg tied behind our back. Representative Jim Walsh, chairman of the Washington State GOP, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
No, it's going to be a great season, Ari. There'll be much more to talk about, but I'm really encouraged for what November is going to look like here in Washington.
As am I, for the first time in a very, very long time. Representative Jim Walsh, thank you so much for joining us today. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.